Former Liberian President Charles Taylor was convicted of aiding and abetting war crimes in Sierra Leone this week. His judgment of the first African president to be prosecuted in an international court leaves Taylor facing a lengthy sentence in a British prison. More than 50,000 people were killed during the 11-year conflict. Thousands more were left with brutal amputations, the macabre signature of the RUF rebel group, the Revolutionary United Front. There were scenes of jubilation in Freetown, the capital of Sierra Leone, following the verdict. But the reaction was different in neighboring Liberia. Tamison Ford reports from Monrovia, the capital.
Crowds bustle and debate on the streets in downtown Monrovia. They eagerly await the verdict of their former president, Charles Taylor. There is a strong, maybe somewhat naive, expectation Taylor will be coming back to his homeland, Liberia. People cheer and clap as they see Charles Taylor appear on the television. The man still commands a lot of support and even adoration here. But as the verdict finally comes down, the mood shifts. The judge declares Charles Taylor, president of Liberia from 1997 to 2003, guilty of aiding and abetting the war in Sierra Leone on all 11 counts. They include arming rebel groups with guns and ammunition in exchange for diamonds, the use of child soldiers, rape, sexual slavery, and acts of torture. He will not be coming back to Liberia.
It makes me crazy because Charles Taylor has no problem with Freetown people.
23-year-old student Amara Sano spent his entire childhood in Liberia during the country's own 14 years of civil conflict. But he's one of the many who believe Taylor had nothing to do with Sierra Leone's war.
Charles Taylor never carried any war in Freetown. Their own politicians carry war on them to destroy their own people.
Among the minority and also less vocal in the crowd, there is also a feeling of relief and a sense that justice has taken its course. But the overwhelming view is that Charles Taylor has been used as a scapegoat for another country's war.
We'll be free today! Charles Mahata Kangetera! We'll be free today!
Across the road, a debate has begun in a hatai shop, places where people go to drink tea, play Scrabble and chat politics. People patiently wait until the head of the discussion uses the gavel, signalling another man's turn to speak.
It kind of saddens me as a person to know that my ex-president, who should be living here happily and freely with us, just as others who perpetrated mayhem and other heinous crimes are living with us here today on the basis of reconciliation. That is my sadness.
No one was convicted of any crimes associated with Liberia's own civil war. The government chose to have a Truth and Reconciliation Commission instead, so former warlords walk freely on the streets. Many even hold top government positions. Charles Taylor's defence team will have 14 days from the verdict to appeal. His sentencing is then due on the 30th of May. Human rights groups have hailed the verdict as a victory. A victory against the impunity of so-called big men who pillage countries' resources and commit atrocities against their people. However, the verdict is viewed very differently here. Shortly after it was rendered, a rainbow appeared around the sun, causing commotion on the street. Liberians believe this phenomenon marks when a great man has fallen. For NPR News, I'm Tamasin Ford in Monrovia, Liberia.